T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mark Meyer is the executive director of the Face It Foundation, and it's a group that I've learned a lot about over the last year or so, and had a chance to speak at their banquet this last fall, and it is amazing to me at how they are meeting a need, because they formed it for guys that just for men that just struggle and want to talk to other people and say, this is what I'm going through. I know my life looks good from the outside, or it doesn't look good from the outside, or I just lost my job, or I just lost my wife. Whatever it is, they're dealing with stuff. And that stuff, if you don't get to it and if you don't do it the right way, can eat you up. And we saw, obviously, Everson Griffin's situation, which is complicated, complex, and I won't go into all the particulars of it and what I know about it, but that's mental illness. For some, it's a form of mental illness. For others, it's just, why don't I feel right? And this time of year, a lot of people do that inventory check. Maybe they've gone through a divorce. Maybe they've whatever. There's lots of different reasons. Maybe they've lost a job. Maybe economically they've been devastated. All those things. And Mark Meyer and the Face It Foundation are there for those men that are going through that in their lives. Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Mike. I'm glad to be on and good to hear your voice, and happy to see what we can help with here.
What scares you the most this time of year? Does the holidays, is that a code red to an extent for people that are struggling with mental illness?
I think absolutely. I ran a group on Wednesday, just right before Thanksgiving, obviously, and I had 9 guys in group, and 4 of them talked about how the holidays exacerbate their loneliness. They feel alone. They see the television shows and people shopping, and the perception is, I've got no one. And man, when you feel that lonely and that alone in the world, that's a really hard place to be. And so there's no question the holidays are much more difficult.
Now, do some of those people actually have people around them, but they still feel alone, or what's the profile?
I would suggest that a lot of people have people with them, and it's hard to access those people, right? So guys don't do a good job of reaching out and calling a buddy and say, hey, I'm lonely. I mean, that's probably not come out of too many men's mouths. And
no,
they do have friends, and they do have people who care about them. And, your willingness to access those people probably makes a big difference between how you cope at this time of year. And if you isolate and shut down and get overwhelmed with the sense of being on your own and turn to alcohol or drugs or porn or, any number of things that guys will do to try to make these bad feelings go away.
Do you advise people to become kind of the organizer or the catalyst? Does that help at all if you say, I'm going to be the guy that gets 4 of us together for lunch? I'm going to be the guy that says, we're going bowling Friday night. Who's in? I mean, does that help? Is there a strategy or a way out of that you can simplify?
The longer I do this and the more I take a look at mental health from, the standpoint of anxiety, depression, isolation, taking action, putting in effort is critical. And again, I respect how difficult it is to be that organizer. I know it can get frustrating. But look, we have to be willing to reach out and to help ourselves. And then whether it's bowling, going for a walk, talking on the phone, grabbing a cup of coffee, you solve a couple of issues. First of all, you get connected to people. And second of all, most of us feel better when we do something. And that picking up the phone, shooting an email, sending a text, whatever it is, that's a real positive action that you can take. That it's not going to solve your life's problems, but it's a great step in the right direction.
Mark Meyer from the Face It Foundation is our guest. Everson Griffin, the extreme case where he goes on social media, and of course, 3 years ago he was taken to a hospital, and he left the team for 5 weeks, and obviously his cries for help you couldn't miss. The other day, and as I mentioned, that's the extreme situation. But when you see that and you see people you work with, what are the signs that you look for where you say, this is a danger zone, this isn't just a bump on the road?
Right. Well, clearly, in Everson's case, you know, with the weapon and you know, the things that were put out on social media, you know, that's obviously a very dangerous situation. But when people start talking in a manner that sounds maybe not desperate, but I'm alone. Nobody cares. What's the point? Everything is ugly. Everything is dark. You know, those words that people give us that we may want to quickly dismiss and say, oh, don't worry, things will get better, or you've got friends, or you've got this going for you. You know, when we are so quick to dismiss people's words, we're not listening to what they're really telling us. And so I think it's really critical that we have our ears open. And if somebody says, what's the point? Ask them, gosh, what's going on? That sounds pretty, you sound like you're in a pretty tough place right now. Can we talk? I mean, I think things like that are what we really see. And especially at this time of year, like you said, this is a difficult time, and we may have to put our antennas up a little bit more about people we're concerned about or people who've had problems in the past.
And last year, you did lose a couple over this last year, and COVID and isolation, it all went hand in hand, I know. But how did that strike you, and were you able to extrapolate anything from their situations that you, going forward, you go, oh, given the COVID era that we're still living in, I now will do this differently?
You know, it absolutely, there's, is every tragedy preventable? You know, I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah.
But if there are people that we know are at risk, people who live alone, people who tend to struggle, people who have had problems in the past, you know, we have to be that much more diligent. And, you know, I think one of the things that Face It has learned over the course of time, again, this is nobody's fault. Nobody thought we'd be living in a global pandemic, but that isolation, that being shut down from one another, man, it is just so hard on people. And, you know, the mental health crisis and the overdose crises that we've had throughout the course of this pandemic have just pointed to me, look, I really have to stay on top of my friends and family that I know struggle and do my best to reach out to them and be as connected as possible.
Mark, last, if people want information on the Face It Foundation, they go where?
They should go to faceitfoundation.org, or they should send us an email. They can email us info@faceitfoundation.org.
Appreciate what you do, sir, more than I think, and everybody that comes in contact with you does. And, you know, you're changing lives out there for the better, and you are a product of going through this yourself, I know. And, you know, you're an angel out there for a lot of people. So keep doing what you're doing.
I will do that. You're a kind man, Mike, and I'm extremely grateful for our friendship. So my best to you, and please, people, reach out if you're hurting or concerned.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run.
the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.